Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 32. Tonight mostly clear, a low around 11 degrees. And on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 29. And in the news for today, the 7-day average for new COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin is 3,558 as of Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed 9,600 total deaths from the disease. 57.7% of Wisconsinites are fully vaccinated, 82.1% of people age 65 and older, 51.2% of children aged 12 to 15, and 12.1% of children 5 to 11 years old. The number of Wisconsin counties with a critically high level of COVID has doubled over the past week. 32 counties, including Vernon and Crawford, as well as La Crosse counties, are at a very high level. In Vernon County, as of the most recent report on Friday, December 17th, there had been 24 new cases of COVID reported and 4 new hospitalizations. In other state news, Midwest Environmental Advocates, a nonprofit environmental law center, reports that late last week, the Wisconsin Court of Appeals ruled in favor of one of their clients, the Ho-Chunk Nation, in a decision that continues to prevent out-of-state frack sand company Meteor Timber from destroying 16 acres of globally rare wetlands in Monroe County. The appeals court affirmed a lower court decision which found that the Department of Natural Resources violated state wetland laws when it issued a wetland fill permit to Meteor Timber in 2017. The company had sought the permit in order to build an industrial sand processing facility and rail project in Monroe County and on ancestral Ho-Chunk homelands. Also last week, the DNR released a draft environmental impact statement for Enbridge Energy's controversial plan to construct a new segment of the Line 5 oil pipeline in northern Wisconsin. Under state law, the draft EIS must contain information about how the project would impact people, natural resources, and the economy, and also include an analysis of alternatives to the proposed project. Members of the public will now have an opportunity to weigh in on the draft at a public hearing on Wednesday, February 2nd. The DNR will also accept written comments through Friday, March 4th. Public comments should be sent by email to the DNR. The DNR, in its release Thursday, pointed out that the roughly 40-mile reroute line in Ashland and Iron counties could carry up to 23 million gallons of oil and natural gas liquids per day from Superior to Sarnia, Ontario. Enbridge wants to move the pipeline after the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, sued the company in 2019 to shut down and remove Line 5 from the tribe's reservation. The company's proposed route is expected to cross nearly 200 water bodies and temporarily affect 135 acres of wetlands. Enbridge maintains the nearly 70-year-old pipeline serves as a vital link to fuel across the region, and the rebuild would create 750 jobs. That information comes in part from Wisconsin Public Radio reporting. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow the story and report back as it develops. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.